Sivis Yerushalmi, Kosh Pointek Sivis Bavli, Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, 9 lines up from the foot of the page, Holcha Etzel HaZokein. Holcha Etzel HaZokein V'hitula HaRizu Mekudeshes, Etzel HaRifa V'rifa Eina Mekudeshes. The Bryce says, if she went to a Chacham and he permitted her vow, she's Mekudeshes. If she went to a doctor and he cured her of her blemish, she is not Mekudeshes. Ma Bein Zokein Ma Bein Rifa. What's the difference between a chacham and a doctor? Zokein oikes aneda mikoroi roifer in a merape ele mikan lahabo. The answer is a chacham uproots the vow from its source retroactively. A doctor cures only from now and onwards. Istanitani afila halcha etzah zokein hitela in a mekudeshes. A second brisa says, some teach that even if she went to a chacham and he permitted her, she is not mekudeshes. Masnisa de Rebelaza. The first brisa is like Rebbe Elazar, who holds that when a vow is uprooted retroactively, also any adamancy about it is uprooted. Rabbanon means the brisa, the second brisa holds that at the time of Kiddushin, he didn't want the woman with vows, so the Kiddushin was invalid, even if later the vows are permitted retroactively. The Tani Tamon, Am Rebbe Elazar le'asu ze ele mipnei ze. As Rebbe Elazar taught in the Mishnah, they forbid remarrying a wife that he divorced due to a vow that the husband could annul by himself. Only due to this, it's a vow that needs a chacham to permit it. Now, time of the blazer. What's the blazer's reason? The din haya, she says, "Shafilu nede, she'd sorry chakiris chacham yachzir." She says, "Shazokin oike es a nede mikoi." According to the letter of the law, even a vow that needs chakiris chacham, the chacham to come and uproot it, he returns her because the chacham uproots the vow from the beginning. It's as if she never vowed, so the get was mistaken, and she's still married. The chacham enacted that he may not remarry her, they will divorce unconditionally, lest she marry someone else, permit her vow, and then transgress the issa of Eshesis, Ish, and Be'er Mamzerim, because the second marriage was not a marriage. Mipnei, it should say, Ma'asu neder she'enai sorech chakirus chacham, it should say, Mipnei neder she'sorech chakirus chacham. Why do they forbid returning and remarrying her in the case of a vow that does not need the chakirus chacham? He didn't divorce due to it, because he could have annulled it, and therefore there's no concern. The answer is due to confusion with a vow that needs Chakiris Chacham. If he may remarry her in this case, people will come to remarry even in the first case. Even though this is like a decree due to a decree, Chacham decreed due to the stringency of Arayis, of immorality and Mamzerus. Itnai Tani Muteris Ni Nase V'Lei Get, Itnai Tani Asur Le Nase V'Lei Get. Some teach that she is permitted to marry without a get, some teach that she is forbidden to marry without a get. Having by Mema, Mandam Muteris Ni Nase V'Lei Get, Rivlava, Mandama Asura Linaseb Leget Rabbanan. The assumption is that they wanted to suggest that the one who permits to marry without a get is a Belaza, and he says she's not Mekudeshes only regarding blemishes, which cannot be fixed retroactively, and the one who forbids to marry without a get is the Rabbanan. Kula should say to a Belaza, Umandama Muteris Linaseb Leget, Shemitrichi Yodath Shem Hilechesi Etzel Hazokein, Umatela Es Nidra. And we reject that, and we say, no, rather, both are like Rebbe Elazar before she permits her vow. The one who permits to marry without a get holds that since she knows that if he will go to a chacham and he will permit her vow, her kiddushin takes effect retroactively, and she is chayav misa for relations with a new husband and the children of Mamzerim, therefore surely she will not go, and she is permitted without a get. The one who forbids to marry without a get, this is lest she go to a chacham, he'll permit her vow, and her kiddushin takes effect retroactively, and it turns out that her children are mamzerim, therefore, she's forbidden to marry without a get.